I'm Elaine Deal, and it's my pleasure to welcome Charlie Marsh to the studio.
Hi there.
Charlie, you're early. What's up with that? You're going to trash the reputation of musicians everywhere.
I don't know. I woke up early, and then I thought, I'm not going back to sleep, so I went and hung at the Bob Evans and drank some coffee and had some eggs, and then I came over here.
And you're here, and you're going to do some music for us and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you've been, where
Only
you come
a little
from.
Bit. I still want people to like me.
Well, Charlie Marsh has a brand new record out called Blackberry Light, and we were talking about technology a minute ago. When I first saw the album cover, I thought, oh, wow, and I pictured this little pint of blackberries with the sunlight on it, and mm-hmm. You probably mean the little machine, right?
Like, kind of mean both.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm not so far off the track. Well,
no.
Charlie Marsh is going to open up with a tune. Listen up. He's here. He's early. He's ready to rock. Charlie Marsh on WNKU.
All right. This song is called Picture of an Island, and I wrote it. I was living out in California last summer, and I was having a rough week, and this friend of mine said, well, I'm sorry that you're having such a rough week, but I'm going to this island in around Fiji, and I'm going to take pictures of surfers because that's what he does for a living. He photographs surfers. So he was rubbing it in that I was having a bad week and he was about to have a great week. And then I went home that night and I was thinking about the picture that he showed me of that island, and I wrote this song. So here it is. You lie next to me, I lie next to you, just like two strangers would do. I take back the things that I said, rip it from your heart, girl, shake it from your head. I wanna shake it, shake it, shake it, yeah. I seen this picture of an island, I was thinking we could go there sometime. Maybe take a boat out on the water, take something to ease our mind. I seen this picture of an island, I can't believe that's me talking. I can't believe the things I did. I hope you know I don't mean it. Rip it from your heart, girl, shake it from your head. I wanna shake it, shake it, shake it, yeah. I seen this picture of an island, I was thinking we could go there sometime. Maybe take a boat out on the water, take something to ease our mind. I seen this picture of an island. There's a place in your mind. You can keep it simple, keep it in the summertime. Roll like a river, roll red wine. Past the stars, straight into the main line. There's the answer, as old as time. Open your heart, cause it's all in your mind. Shake it, shake it, shake it, yeah. I seen this picture of an island, I was thinking we could go there sometime. Maybe take a boat out on the water, take a something to ease our mind. I seen this picture of an island.
Charlie Mars playing live for us this morning right here on WNKU, Picture of an Island, one of the tunes from your new album, Blackberry Light. That's kind of a perfect summertime song.
It feels like a song I like to play.
Yeah, you sing it real well, too.
Thank you.
I've noticed that singing is back in style.
Is it?
It seems like there's a lot of good singers all of a sudden. You're among their number.
I'm glad that it's back in style.
Yeah.
I'm ready to be back in style. All I can tell
you know,
I'm ready to be back in style.
We go through phases, you know, where rapping or...
It seems like people pushing buttons on computers has been in style for a minute, and I think that it's been 60 seconds, and let's move on to the next minute.
Yeah, let's get back to the music, being music. When did you figure out that you can sing?
Like about 6 months ago.
Oh. Well, good. It's always good to try something new.
I was doing the Bon Iver thing, like just singing a cappella for about 20 years. And then all of a sudden I was like, maybe I should just sing normally. And then now I just sing normally. Not really. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I mean, I would say I didn't start out being able to sing very good. I remember in high school, I tried out for Oklahoma and didn't get a singing part.
Oh, man.
And that's when I thought, maybe I can't sing very good. And then they put me in the orchestra, and that's when I learned how to be better at guitar.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, I'm just going to keep singing.
What did you play in the pit?
Guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with guitar as an orchestral instrument.
Well, you're not familiar with Janky Town, Laurel, Mississippi either.
They'll
put whatever in the pit down there. You have a garbage can you can bang on it in our pits.
I was going to ask you where that accent comes from.
You know, Steve Forbert's from, I think, Meridian, Mississippi, and I'm from Laurel, Mississippi, and you just played a Steve Forbert song. So that was a nice segue, and you didn't even mean to do it.
Absolutely, man. You know, if this music thing doesn't work out for you, I see a future in radio.
You do? Wow.
I think so.
Can I sit in a chair all day and hang out and drink coffee?
You can do that.
And just talk?
That's right.
I got no problem doing that.
It's good.
Music.
All right. I like it.
Yeah, you can play your own songs, too.
Oh, wow.
It'll be
all Charlie all the time on my station.
That's right.
My own Sirius XM station.
Charlie Mars, far from Sirius this morning.
Yeah.
The new album is Blackberry Light. It's on the 30 Tigers label. So how'd that relationship get started? Did you go shopping demos the traditional way, or did they find you?
Well, they put out my last record, and I had a great experience with them. And it's kind of a relationship where you're more partners than they are really a record label. I mean, in the traditional sense. So I like them. It's cool. They always seem like they're kind of winging it, and I always feel like I'm winging it, so we go well together.
There you go.
Yeah.
Two wings make a bird.
Yeah.
So you're out on the road promoting this album, obviously. How long have you been out?
For this stretch, I've been out for about a month.
And you're ready to hook up with one of our favorites, Steve Earle.
Yeah, I'm going out with Steve Earle starting mid-September for about a month. Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That's very cool.
Was he an icon for you?
Yeah.
For who isn't he?
Well, I lived in New York for a few years, and he randomly lived right next door to me.
Oh, wow.
And I would see him, and I was trying to be like, I'm not going to bug Steve Earle for like a year. And then I saw him one day, and he had a T-shirt on that said, F the Hamptons. But there was more than an F.
Mm-mm.
And I thought it was funny. And then I had just done a bunch of shows with Shelby Lynn, which is his sister-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt like, well, this seems like a good time. And then we started talking. And then if you've ever met Steve Earle, he's really an open guy, and he's very friendly, and he's a nice guy. And so we became friends. And we had lots of meals together and lots of coffee together. And we just become pals. So I'm a big Steve Earle supporter.
Good deal. So you'll be traveling with him all in this country? Are you going overseas?
We are going most in the Midwest and the Northeast.
Will you be playing around here anywhere?
Honestly, I don't think so, but I would like to.
Well,
maybe you should make it happen.
You and Steve are welcome to come by my show anytime.
All right, we'll do it.
Well, where is your next show? I think Chicago?
The next show is in Chicago, Sunday night.
Yeah. That's not too bad of a road trip, you know, and it is a holiday the next weekend. There might be a few people that want to get in the cars and head up there.
I hope so.
Get out of town. We're going to get rained all weekend anyway from the hurricane.
Are?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get the remnants of the hurricane.
Let's do it.
It'll be sunny and beautiful in Chicago, where Charlie Mars is playing on Sunday night.
At City Winery.
And he's here in our studio going to play another song for us today. This is 89.7 WNKU, 105.9, 104.1. It's my pleasure to have Charlie Mars visiting with us. I don't get a lot of artists on my show. It's too early for him to. So I'm really, really pleased that you're here playing and singing for us.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's hear another one.
All right, this one's called Let the Meter Run. And there was...
Is this like your hit single kind of? Because you got a video.
I got
up?
A video for the song that just came out,
and people can see it on YouTube.
They can see it on YouTube, along with lots of stuff they don't want to see.
Definitely, that's the truth.
There was a girl from my hood growing up, and I was young, but she was younger. Maybe a little too young. And my brother and I used to comment on how attractive she was going to be when she got older. And then I went away for years and came back, and my brother and I were hanging out, and we saw her in the hood, and we thought, boy, we were right. And then she said something to me that sort of inspired this song. So here it is. You don't want me to know. I know you need me, but you're afraid to show me. If you're in the darkness and it's full of doubt, I want you to know, I want you to know that you can make it through the heartache. You can make it till the stars come out. Whoa, whoa. Oh, put your head on my chest and listen, listen, listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe, no I don't. Maybe we can make up with that voice in your head. Take it out for a drink, maybe we could tie it up to the bed. Oh, if you're in the darkness and it's full of doubt, I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know that you can make it through the heartache. You can make it till the stars come out. Oh, 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 put your head on my chest and listen, listen, listen to that beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe. Oh, listen, listen, listen to the beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I'm just acting like I know. Always putting on a show for you, Dorelei. We can buy two tickets, yeah, we can let the meter run. But we can lie around waiting for a light to come. Oh, put your head on my chest and listen, listen to that beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I don't know nothing, babe. Oh, listen, listen, listen to that beat, hey. Don't listen to me, don't beat yourself up, babe. Oh, listen, listen, listen to that beat, hey. Don't listen to me, I'm just acting like I know. Always putting on a show for you, Dorelei.
You're listening to Charlie Marz, not recorded. Well, we're recording you now, but you're doing it live.
Doing it live. It's live right now. That's how we do it.
Charlie Marz, who survived his high school audition, yeah, scarred by the audition for the musical, landed on both your feet, bounced back, and now have a wonderful career going as a pop singer. Do you work as a solo all the time or sometimes with the band?
Oh, no, I do about half and half. I play with my band about half the shows, and then I do solo shows about half. It's nice change.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a preference? Or just
I like them both. Yeah. If it's a big, huge crowd in the room and everybody's standing up, then I want to bring the heat. So you got to have, you know, I want to get people moving. But, you know, there's also a lot of venues across the country that are more conducive to, like, songwriter nights and rooms and dinner clubs and all that stuff. And I like that, too, because you really, the subtleties of and the nuance of singing and playing acoustic guitar is really able to shine in those environments. So, you know, I like them both.
And you've got that card to play that you actually can sing, so you don't need to be covered up in a lot of production, a lot of noise, cymbals, things like that.
No, we don't. That's not how we do it.
That's not how we do it.
Here at Charlie Marz Land.
CharlieMarz.com.
We record a lot of the songs on the records live. You know, they're all the 2-inch tape, analog tape. We do it old school. We try to keep it real.
Charlie Mars, is that your real name, or is that like a Hollywood name?
I changed it because my name was actually Charlie Brown, and I felt like that had already been done, so Mars seemed better. And then Bruno Mars came along, so I'm thinking about maybe going with something else, Jupiter or something.
And Freddie took Mercury.
No, it is my name. It's my grandfather's name.
It's a great
Charlie
name.
Charlie Mars.
I think you were destined for showbiz.
Maybe so.
And you said you have a brother. Is he in the business at all?
He's in the business of driving me crazy.
Ah.
Not really. I got two brothers. They're good. One's a painter. One's got like seven kids or four. I can't remember.
Oh, good. So you be a good uncle and you'll always have a good place
uncle,
to crash.
Yeah,
I bet
cool.
you are. I bet you're the fun uncle.
I'm a fun uncle. I am. I like to teach them words that then they go home and say and make my brother angry.
Now, Charlie. Oh, it's that crazy Uncle Charlie. Well, you can catch up with...
You guys want a beer? How old are you? Seven? Here you go.
You can catch up with all the activities of this girlist, Mr. Mars, by following him on Twitter. And what's that?
Charlie Mars. Pretty complicated.
M-A-R-S.
And
like
I'm
the
on Facebook and all that stuff. And so, yeah, if you're out there listening, you should leave some comments so that I know you're there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we do have a lot of people who are listening, even though it's kind of the work hours. All we have to do is give away tickets or something. The phone rings off the hook. And so we know we're reaching lots and lots of people, more
like
so
that.
Than ever since we added to our signal strength. So
wow.
You could be playing, heck, all the way over into Parkersburg or Lawrenceburg, Indiana, Dayton, Ohio. You never know.
Wow, look at all those spots on that map.
Yeah, it's a big map. It's a big map. And, you know, we're kind of
Now I'm kind of nervous. I didn't realize we were talking to so many people.
Millions and millions.
Oh, my gosh. Hopefully it's not. Or maybe hopefully it is.
He's going, now I would have warmed up if I know.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful Gibson guitar. Beautiful looking and beautiful sounding. Has that been with you for a while?
No, I just got it. I got it from the Gibson manufacturer, and they gave it to me at a really good deal.
Wow.
And I always wanted one of these Hummingbirds. And I got one because I felt like I got a new record out.
Yeah.
Now I'm about to hit the big time. I need a pro looking guitar besides this janky business that I've been dragging around. So I got this thing, and now I feel like I'd look kind of professional.
You do.
I do. And you should have seen my other guitar. It was rough. It was not cut out for fancy stations like this.
You also look about 10 years younger in person than this headshot on your album. What's up with that?
Don't ask me. I don't know.
they tried to make you look kind of stern here, you know? And you're actually a pretty friendly-looking guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to be serious if you're going to write songs about serious stuff.
How was making the video? Was that awkward? Did you love it?
I liked it. Yeah, I like making videos. I've made several videos with the director. He works with this photographer, Danny Clinch, who's a really famous rock music photographer, and I made a couple of videos with Danny, and then he's really expensive, so I thought maybe I could just use his assistant, and which I did, and it turned out great. So it was fun. We made it in Austin, Texas, which is one of my favorite towns, mostly because that's where I sell the most records, and everybody loves me.
There you go.
I'm a cheap date. I just go where the love is. Make me feel good. And Austin's amazing, you know, they have good Mexican food, and it's a great music town, and wonderful people, and it's a kind of original landscape for Texas. It's hill country, and there's water culture, and I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do a video in Austin and kind of show a lot of different spots, like swimming holes and my favorite hotel there, and just, you know, and we filmed it live with at a show, part of it. So, you know, some fans, and it's fun.
Good, good. And we can find that on YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm YouTubed.
Definitely going to go check that out. It's Let the Meter Run, the new video from Charlie Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some older videos on there as well.
I got all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
There's stuff, yeah.
And what's next for you, Charlie?
Well, I got the Steve Earle tour, and then I have a lot of all headlining shows in October. I get to play in New Orleans during
tour,
which I love.
Oh, great.
And I'm going to Texas next week to do a bunch of shows. And, you know, I tour, and I'm always writing new songs and making records and just trying to, you know, keep my head above water.
You like the road?
I like the fact that if I, like, do something I regret... Or there's people that I don't want to be around that I get to leave the next day.
Yeah.
And once you get into a hotel, it's kind of like you're in this little, your own little world.
Yeah. Tell me, speaking of hotels, you're staying at a hotel with...
Oh, yeah. I stayed at the Hyatt in Cincinnati last night.
Along with?
The Saints, the New Orleans Saints, were all there. They're gone now, so I don't feel like blowing their cover. I mean, I don't feel bad about it, but I... I'm a huge Saints fan. I grew up watching the Saints, and I sang the national anthem at a Saints game when the year they won the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Which I was not shy about reminding them of when I was on the elevator with them.
Yeah.
And I was also not shy about saying that if they're superstitious, they should have me back because they haven't won another Super Bowl since 2009.
I think that's
the
reason.
Might as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was pretty cool. Wow. And like Drew Brees, I walked by him and I gave him the like, "You're Drew Brees. I love you." It takes a lot for me to get kind of, cause I'm a musician. I've been doing it for 20 years. So, you know, I've met a lot of successful musician types and they don't really, you know, I get it. It doesn't make my, you know, heart race too much, but being around the Saints, first of all, the guys, they look like giants.
Well, yeah, there's that.
So that made me, this makes me a little like, look, are you guys real human beings? Because you look like giants, and that's a little intimidating. Mm-hmm. And then just the fact that they've been such an inspiration. I figured out why I like football so much. And it's strange because I'm just like a scrawny, artsy type. It's because I'm in the business of words, and football is all about action. Mm. And there's a poetry to that action that it's nice to take a break from the words and just watch people, you know, being in the moment and doing it in making art in a different way.
Absolutely.
So I know that sounds strange, but that's one of the reasons why I love football, because it's just, there's no words.
I love the choreography of it.
I do too, yeah. It's like watching chess.
Plus, it's Sunday afternoon, you know. You play a gig Saturday night, you sleep late, you get up and have coffee and turn it on.
Amen to that. I watched three games in a row. I watched the morning, the noon game, the 3 o'clock game, and the night game, and the Monday night game.
Absolutely.
And college football all day Saturday. I'm bad.
Yeah. Well, they were here because they left early because of Hurricane Isaac.
And they were going to Nashville for a preseason game, so I guess they just came up here.
Yeah.
I was walking into the lobby, and there was 80 guys with Saints shirts on. I go, what is going on here?
Right.
And I just plopped into heaven.
There you go. Well, you did. You plopped into, you know, Cincinnati, WNKU land.
I went to the Boathouse.
Oh, yeah?
That place is tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hit that again. Those ribs are good.
You're not going to be so scrawny when you head to Chicago.
No.
Well, we're going to let Charlie do one more and then let him hit the road and get on his way up north. We're so glad you stopped by to see us and play some music this morning.
Thank you.
Wish you all the best. And we've been playing your record, really enjoying it. And we'll probably be playing it a little more now that we've met you in person.
I hope so.
Well, come back and see us again when... Yeah,
I would
when
love
you're back
that.
This
I
way.
I can't wait to come play a show. I've actually played in this area a bunch of times. I played in the last time I played here was in that place. It was like a big mansion or a house that had a. This place was crazy.
The Southgate House.
Yeah, the Southgate House. Yeah. That place was cool. Is that still here? No.
The building is still here. There's been some changes.
All right, I'm gonna play us out with a song called Pacific Oceans.
All right,
and we're on the California theme, so I wrote it out in California when I was around the Pacific Ocean, and it goes a little something like this. Thanks for having me. Hang around a little longer, you might find I really care. I only went to the party cause I heard that you might be there, and that you might really care to. I bet I'm not the first boy to try not to think of you. But oh, when I see you, it sure is nice. It's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, cause I never had nothing like it in my life. I got got all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah. Hang around a little longer, you might find you really care. Oh, I'm afraid you're gonna wake up and wish that I wasn't there. I wish it wasn't true. I bet I'm not the first boy to try not to think of you. But oh, when I see you, it sure is nice. There's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, cause I never had nothing like it in my life. I got all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah. I don't want no one to wake up and wish I wasn't there. I don't want no one to wake up and need someone who cares. It's true, I tried not to think of you. But oh, when I see it, sure is nice. It's something like an ocean, something like paradise. I wanna take the wheel, cause I never had, I never knew that it doesn't have to be sad. I never had, I never knew that it doesn't have to be sad to be true. Hang around a little longer and you might find you really care about all these emotions filling up Pacific Oceans, yeah.
Charlie Marz playing on his brand new Gibson guitar. Thank you so much for stopping by to see us.
Thank you for having me.
The new album is Blackberry Light on the 30 Tigers label. Look for the new video, Let the Meter Run. Look for Charlie touring with Steve Earle in the middle of September and all around the internet on Twitter and on video, Facebook, YouTube.
And iTunes. Don't be shy about getting on there and buying the record.
Absolutely.
I need some gas money.
Charlie, safe travels till you come back and see us again.
Thank you very much.
All right.